Everybody, there's no need to question authority. Everything on the TV is always true. The government would never lie or manipulate you for any reason. Just trust the TV, keep wearing those masks. Just 14 more years to flatten the curve, everybody, and we'll be back to normal. You're all doing a great job. Thank you for your service. We love you.
We're living in a people farm, folks. The governments are simply a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal masquerading as a system of governments and nations. And they all work together.
Just a mask.
It's just 6 feet.
Just 3 weeks.
It's just non-essential businesses.
It's just non-essential workers.
Just gyms, salons, and sporting activities.
Just until we work it out.
It's BlackRock and Vanguard, and there's a couple of other companies as well, but mainly BlackRock and Vanguard, basically control the whole world. They control both sides of every argument. They create all the wars. They create all the bombs that they use for the wars. They create all the aircraft. They mine all the steel that they make the aircraft with.
Everybody, there's no need to question authority. Everything on the TV is always true. The government would never lie or manipulate you for any reason.
They control all the supply of food. They control all the media. They control all the governments. They control all the money supply. They control everything.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round, it has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while.
But people don't know, they just sit at home, and they get told that the world is this terrible, fearful place, and so they stay home, and they do what they're told, and they go to work, and they get paid, and they got to pay to be alive, and they pay their bills, and they do all this shit, which is all designed to just keep them in line. And it's all manufactured. The whole lot of it's manufactured, folks. When you realize that it's all run by just these couple of companies, the whole world is a business. And we are the livestock. We're the chattels.
Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
And how they can get us to exploit and profit from each other and keep us divided from each other and fight against each other and all this shit. This is how they control us, by making us run on the treadmill doing all these things which are completely unnecessary to live a life. The only reason they're necessary is because you've got to pay to be alive. So you've got to spend your life running on the treadmill to collect paper.
Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real.
It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever.
But it's just a ride, folks. It's just a ride, and the puppet masters who are in control of it, the men behind the curtain, they're just laughing at us. And they told us all, they told us in The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain, the straw man, the tin man, all you had to do was get a heart. I mean, they tell us, and what's it going to take for the people to wake up and discover themselves and actually step into this? This is such an opportunity, folks. It's such an opportunity. All of the facade is breaking down. All of the politicians have revealed themselves as being absolute psychopaths, probably not even human.
Everybody, there's no need to question authority. Everything on the TV is always true. The government would never lie or manipulate you for any reason. Just trust the TV, keep wearing those masks. Just 14 more years to flatten the curve, everybody, and we'll be back to normal. You're all doing a great job. Thank you for your service. We love you.
We're in the last battle. This is the apocalypse. We are fighting for the salvation of humanity. We all knew this was coming at some point. I never believed it would come in my lifetime, but here it is. We are the happy few, the band of brothers and sisters. We know what our job is in this life. We know that we're part of this battle. We have to fight and we have to die with our boots on, if necessary. Everybody here, I'm confident, knows that their duty is what their duty is, and it's going to do that duty, and I'm going to go be beside you when you do it. I know all of you are going to be beside me.
It's just a bar.
Just a restaurant.
Just adult care facilities.
It's just schools.
Just to save your grandmother.
It's just until the cases go down.
Just to flatten the curve.
Just to keep others from living in fear.
It's just a few more weeks.
Just to keep from overwhelming medical services.
Just places of worship.
It's just singing.
It's just missing the birth of your child.
Just a canceled birthday party.
It's just a wedding.
It's just a funeral.
Just to travel.
It's just 3 months of lockdown.
It's just some stickers on the floor.
Just a one-way system.
It's just temporary plastic barriers.
It's just until we get the vaccine.
It's just an app.
Just for tracking.
It's just to let others know they're safe when you're near.
Just to let others know with who you've been in contact.
Just in some areas.
It's just a government guideline.
Just for your own good.
It's just to protect others.
It's just fact-checking, not censorship.
Just a government mandate.
Just the law now.
Just a scientific fact.
It's just these scientists and doctors, not those.
Just because of the second wave.
It's just to keep your child safe.
It's just another lockdown.
It's just 4 more weeks.
Just cancel Christmas and New Year's.
It's just school. They can do it from home.
Just a swab up your nose.
It's just so you can keep your job.
It's just for medical information.
Just a jab.
Just a card to store your medical information.
It's just so you can travel.
It's just for your passport.
It's just so you can send your kids to school.
It's just a third jab.
It's just so you can go to a concert.
Just so you can get a driver's license.
Just so you can vote.
Just a facility. Keep others safe from you.
It's just because of the third variant.
It's just a few more years.
Just for those people.
Just better to keep it this way.
Just because we said so.
It's just your freedom.
It's not just.
It's
unjust.
Start
resisting
now.
They
will
never.
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 Ever.
Stop.
You in this country.